You are listening to Pastor Damon Moore, brought to you by City Place Church in Orlando, Florida. For more information, visit us online at cityplacechurch.com. Now, here's this week's message from Pastor Damon Moore.
Can y'all hear me okay? You can't really hear me? How about with this welcome to the convention? So this morning, I'm going to be preaching the message with my mask on. This is how so many of us, as we go through our life, we wear a mask, and sometimes we don't even know that we're wearing the mask. It looks a little funny, doesn't it? Very, I like that. But I'm wearing the mask because I'm comfortable with the mask. You see me, and to some, it would look normal if it was in the element upon which I should be wearing the mask. But so many times, you and I wear the mask, and we never take the mask off because we've grown accustomed to the mask. This mask should be worn on a motorcycle, but it's a little out of place in church today, yeah? Wouldn't you say? But this is how so many of us live our life with this mask on. So before I get started this morning, let me just say this. I don't see how y'all ride your motorcycle with this hat helmet on. It's fogging up. I'm doing my Ray Charles. But as we get started this morning, and I'm preaching with this mask on. Why y'all laughing? What's funny? Is it foggy? Well, I don't even know. Oh, look at that. Freedom. I try my best not to wear a mask. Did you catch that? But sometimes I do for certain reasons. But let me give you a thought so that you can understand the context of what we're talking about this morning. Take out all your pictures if you like. I saw somebody with a camera. Watch this. Here's what I want you to think about this morning as we go into our movie. I want you to think about this mask, and I want you to think about this. Nothing powerful can happen as long as we hide behind the mask. You got that thought? Nothing powerful can happen as long as we hide behind the mask. Nothing powerful can happen as long as we're hiding behind the mask. This morning movie is called Wonder. It's about a young boy by the name of Augie. And he was born with birth defects. If you remember the clip, he said he had 26 surgeries, 27 surgeries. Thank you, son. He had 27 surgeries, and he felt like his goal was to feel ordinary. That was his goal. He wanted to be ordinary. And his whole plight as a young kid was to feel ordinary. He had surgery after surgery after surgery. And at the end of every surgery, watch now, he wanted to feel ordinary. So because he didn't look ordinary, he put on a mask. And the mask shielded him, and it made him feel ordinary. But he would always drift, and he would dream. And as you go throughout the movie has a space theme because he would drift away. But Augie's sole purpose was that he wanted to be ordinary. He didn't like the scars. He just wanted to be ordinary because everyone else around him who didn't have a scar or didn't have an exposed scar looked ordinary. And so when it comes time for Augie to go to school, his parents are going back and forth because it's time for them to push him out of his comfort zone and to expose his scars. Augie's really hesitant. He knows that he needs to do it, but he's hesitant. And so this morning, I want to show you the dynamic between his parents and Augie. Augie's parents are going to represent our Heavenly Father. You with me? There'll be some dialogue in there that'll be straightforward. They will represent God the Father, and Augie will represent us. Are you with me? His parents go, it's time for Augie to not be in his comfort zone forever. It's time for us to push Augie to a place to where he wants to be, but he's afraid to be. Augie is stuck. Augie is enjoying being a child, but he's enjoying being a child just around us. It's time for us to push Augie into a place where he may be fearful to go, but that we know that he will thrive. Y'all hanging with me so far? Remember, the theme is nothing powerful is going to happen as long as we're hiding behind the mask. So we have the father takes his son and he pushes him and he's still wearing the mask. If they were like me, I'd be like, boy, take the mask off in the car. Let's go. You're going to get up out of here. But no, they let Augie wear the mask all the way up to the place to where he is going to have to take his step of faith. They let him wear the mask all the way to school. They didn't pull the mask off behind the scenes. They let him bring it all the way to school. And when it's time, dad says this. Dad says, son, it's time for you to walk. He doesn't say, take off the mask. He says, now, hey, let me help you with this. Here's what I felt like the Lord was saying to me today is that, and you heard dad say this. You heard dad say, you're going to feel like you're alone, but you're not. You're going to feel like as I take you from a place of fear to a place of faith, as I'm taking the mask off, you're going to feel like you're alone, but you're not. What I've done is I've walked you hand in hand while you're still wearing the mask. You're a little nervous. I've walked you as far as I can go. I'm going to put you out on your own. Here it is. Step of faith. I'm going to take off fear. And I'm going to encourage you that even though you're taking a step, you're not alone. I'm building up just so you guys know. Augie, you're going to feel alone. Take it off. Now, before he does that, though, he builds his faith. He says, now, listen, two things. What do we talk about? Don't answer all the questions because I've been pouring into you wisdom the whole time while you were dealing with this issue. I've been pouring stuff in you, but don't just drop it all on him just yet. He says, but when you get to the thing that I've empowered you the most, science, kill him. Now, look, he says, I'm bringing you because I'm dealing with fear. While I'm dealing with your fear, I'm also going to build your faith because I've been putting things within you while I've been dealing with your fear. I brought you to the place where I'm about to release you now. Daddy won't be with you. It'll feel like that I'm not, but I am. And he says, now, before you go, I'm going to speak life into you. Remember everything that I taught you in private? He says, now, don't just go and just give it all. But when it comes to the thing that I give you permission, kill him. Watch now. There are things that you and I have been covering up out of fear. God's been pouring into you. At some point, dad's gonna have to take the mask off. Remember, nothing powerful can happen as long as we hide the mask. Over the last few weeks, the first week, we did Moana, and the theme was how far will you go out of your comfort zone. Last week, we did Bridge of Spies, more theatrically based. I acted out every scene because the videos went down. It was amazing. Denzel had nothing on me. I just want y'all to know. Straight up, I was just like, okay. That's my Denzel. Okay. I'm like, I did the whole thing live for y'all last week. If you weren't here, listen to it. I mean, that's how they used to do it back in the day, the radio. Imagine. But I went straight Academy Awards last week. And the theme last week was freedom when you don't deserve it and having an advocate in Jesus. The movie was Bridge of Spies. So I'm building upon this theme of getting us to a place to where we walk out our true freedom in God, not being afraid, allowing the issues that keep us away from God to be pushed aside and really going after what he has for us and him alone 100%. So the themes may sound the same, but I'm trying to get us to an end goal to where Jesus will be our one and only, and that's it. Are you with me? Amen me so that I know I'm in the right church. Nothing powerful will happen as long as I'm hiding behind the mask. You're going to feel like you're alone, but you're not. Psalms 37:28 says this, "For the Lord loves justice and does not forsake his saints. They are preserved forever." Wicked folk, cut them off. God has made you a promise that he will never leave you by yourself. Dad says to son, you may feel alone, but you're not. Have you ever felt alone? Have you ever felt like God left you by yourself? Do I have a witness for all my old school saints? Listen, there are times when you will feel alone, but if you and I are residing in the house of the Father, the Father says, now listen, there's two things. There's two things now. As you're walking in the class, what did we say? Don't give him everything I taught you right away. But when it comes to science, kill him. So there's things that God is putting behind in behind the scenes that when it's time for us to be released out into faith, he's like, let's go now. Don't give it all to him. But on that one thing, kill him. Show him that the fear was just for a season because my mask is off. Are you with me? Here's the next thing that I wrote. You can take this down. The Father's love pushes me from comfort to pursuit. It's the Father's love that pushes me from comfort to pursuit. Like, God is real cool. Hey, I got you. Come on. It's fine with the mask. It's good. But at some point, Daddy says, okay, it's time to go. It's time for you to put to practice everything that we poured into you. So the Father's love is the thing that will cause us nervous energy from time to time. God, you really want me to X, Y, Z? God, must I? A, B, C? The reason why you will feel that nervous energy and feel like he's left you alone is because the Father's love pushes you from your comfort to pursuit. Y'all are quiet. Here's the next thing. What the Father declares about me most counts the most because he knows me the most. What the Father declares about me counts the most because he knows me the most. Remember, Mom and Dad represent God the Father. The point I gave you before we showed that clip is that what the Father says about you matters most. It matters most because he knows you the most. And she looks at her son after she is speaking life into her son. Now, I don't know if you guys noticed that he left, went to school without his helmet, and he put the helmet back on. Notice that Mom and Dad didn't yell at him for putting the helmet back on. They continued to speak life to him. And then Mom said, take the helmet off. So Mom is fully aware that sometimes the comfort place that they've been working to break will be retreated back to. See, God is fully aware that sometimes the fear or the scar of our life, we will sometime retreat to. But God will not let you stay there because his love pushes us from the comfort to the pursuit. So they're sitting there, and he's wearing it again. But they look, and they say, we need to go a little bit deeper because the goal is to get you from your comfort to your pursuit. So she says, I love you. You're beautiful. You're amazing. And his response, and maybe you've been there, is, well, you have to say that. You have to say that because you're my mom. And he says, and she says, that's what qualifies me because I know you the best. Can I tell you the reason why God can speak life to you in the middle of your scars is because God knows you best. He's the only one that can look at your sin and say, oh my gosh, you look so beautiful today. Meanwhile, people like myself will look at you and go, you need to change that. God goes, oh my, will you check them out? Now, he's not going to applaud your sin, but no matter what you do, you're still beautiful to him. I know that's hard for some of us religious people to hear because we forget about God's grace. But God sees you and he goes, oh my, check this out. This little pookie. We are working on the scar and the issue of their life, but they are beautiful. They are fearfully and wonderfully made, Psalm said. Now here's the thing. If I don't tell you that, I wouldn't be preaching God's word. I would be preaching my own theology. Either the word of God is true or it's not. that God can look at you in your broke state and still go, oh, masterpiece. It's you and I that go, you shouldn't do that. How dare you do that? You better change that, because God can't use you until you get that fixed. God is going, hey, you just come to me. Know that you are beautiful to me because you are my kid. You and I will work on this behind the scenes. Take the helmet off. Come on. You're amazing. But not everybody else thinks that. Here's the question that I have. Why do we let newcomers influence our journey? Why is it that, I'm not talking about y'all directly, but since you're in the room, why is it that I allow you to say something to me and it impacts me? Like, have you ever thought about that? Like, I can get 10 good compliments and one negative will spin my whole day out of place. Anybody else like that? You like, what? We just got that new car. And someone's like, mm-hmm. Preacher got a new car. Probably got preachers and sneakers too. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm like, dang, you know what, babe? Maybe we should put the car in the garage so that the community wouldn't see it. They ain't gonna think that we do this. And they ain't gonna think, well, wait a second. This is my boy. This is my son, Damon. This is my son, Samantha. Let me show you what I do for them. So God is behind the scenes working on the scars of our life. Because we have good scars and we have bad scars and we have issues of our life. And God's like, I want to get the helmet off, because until the helmet comes off, we can't function at full capacity of power. So the question I asked, it was on the board, is why do we allow newcomers to influence our journey? Here's the thing. A newcomer can be someone that's been rolling with you for years. It's your God word. You are my son. I know you the most. Why would I allow someone else to speak life into what God told me and then go with what they said? Did you see the way he came running out of school? Everything that they had done, if you watch the movie, dogging him, throwing balls at him, and he comes home like, this is it. I'm going to impact who I am in God. I'm cutting it off. How many times have you stopped short of what God has called you to do? All because of a newcomer. As a pastor, I'm working on, just so you know, I'm working on silencing the noise. That's what I'm working on, silencing the noise, because as we grow larger, the haters are going to grow deeper. Everyone's going to always have something to say. In your own life, there's always going to be negativity. I want to encourage you to silence the noise. Listen to what the Father says about you, not a newcomer. You know what I'm saying? Don't ask me if I like your shoes. Because if I say no, then you'll be like, dang, I just got these. You don't need my opinion. Enjoy what the Father gives you. Are you here? Are you with me? But let him deal with the scars. If you're taking notes, write this down. You should have some notes on your seat. My scars make me ordinary. My scars make me ordinary or make me normal. My uncovered scars make me unique. My scars make me normal. If I'm trying to be normal, if I'm trying to fit in, I've got scars. Boom, did it. But if I want to be different, I need to uncover my scars. Take the mask off, son. See, Augie stood out because of his scars. When he's willing to expose the pain that he's been through or the journey of his life, people notice him. I know when you look at the movie, it's kind of like, oh, no. And yes, I don't want any of my kids to be picked on, but if I look at it from a spiritual journey, when I expose my scars, I gain more influence. They have to deal with their own attitude. But more people are attracted to me or become more mindful of me because they can see my scars. When I hide my scars, I lose my influence and my power. Y'all with me on the spiritual side? I don't want the young man to be bullied. But if I look at it from a spiritual thing, the spiritual scars of my life, the things that I've been through, once I uncover them, it gives me power. It allows me to be able to speak life into the one who was away from God. Because I was. If I don't tell someone that I was away from God, then when I get up here, everything seems right. If I don't talk about the struggles in my family, if I don't talk about loss, if I don't talk about tragedy, then you're going to think that I'm just preaching from a place that I've never been. If I don't tell you about the financial struggles in my family growing up and how people would leave miraculous packages on the door, you would think that every aspect of my financial life was okay. But it's my uncovered scars that makes me unique, because so many times we... I wonder how many of us walked in today, I said this last week, faking our freedom. I wonder how many of us walked in here this morning with the mask on, and we're like, what's up, how you doing? Yeah, good. And everyone, they just like, oh, okay, you look normal. But really, the mask is out of context. Just a question, just a thought. As a pastor, and as the pastor of City Place Church, our goal is to get us to full freedom, so that we can be all that God's called us to be and go all in on him. Are you with me? Yep. Say amen. Amen. If you can't say amen, say ouch. Perfect. I wrote this down. And I want you to just think about this. A scar can be the disappointment, the loss, the sickness, the abuse, the pursuit, watch now, the prayer, and our walk with God. Because I can tell you that as you journey with God, you're going to hit some bumps and some bruises. I'm just going to, listen, I love Jesus. And the thing that keeps me passionate about Jesus through the tough times is that he's there. I know Dad's voice. I know he's for me. But I can honestly tell you that the enemy will shoot blows at you. He'll try to take you out. And so there will be some scars in this journey. But here's the thing. He's for you. If you're taking the notes, write this down. A Christ-centered heart maps out for me where I'm going. A Christ-centered heart maps out for me where I'm going. My uncovered scars show me where I've been. Again, I'm not hiding anything no more. When I uncover them, I say, that's where I've been. Sometimes, again, I said it last week, I'm going to say it again. We got to stop faking our freedom. We got to act like God hasn't done anything. We will go silence on our testimony, even to ourselves. Maybe it was hard. Maybe we don't want to look at it, but we have got to get a little bit more vocal about what God's done. It's the uncovered scars that says, God, you brought me from here. Let's go to where you called me to be. Psalms 19 says this. The revelation of God is whole and pulls our life together. The signposts of God are clear and pointing out the right road. The life maps of God are right, showing the way of joy. The directions of God are plain and easy on the eyes. God's reputation is 24 karat. As I was thinking about Bruno Mars. 24 magic in the end. My wife's like, no. Watch. It comes with a lifetime guarantee. The decisions of God are accurate down to the nth degree. God's word is better than diamonds set between emeralds. The last part says, clean the slate, God, so we can start the day fresh. If a Christ-centered heart maps out where we're going, I need to let him lead. Hey, son, it's time to go to school. Give me the mask. Son comes home. Mom says, don't nobody know me like you. Stop listening to the newcomers. Don't wear the mask. Underneath that mask are some scars that increases the influence and the power of your life. Here's the thought that I'm thinking now, though. The only part of life that we can control is our reaction. It's amazing how the movie, when you watch the movie, the young kid that's been bullying Augie, he got it from his house. His response was based on what he was being taught, watch now, by his mom and his dad, which was contrary to what Augie's mom and dad were teaching. It shows the contrast between what God would tell you and what the enemy would tell you and the voices that we would listen to. Notice, though, how the voice of the enemy lands in the place of judgment. Augie wasn't there, but the one who was contrary to the voice of God ended up in a place of judgment, which would tell me that what the enemy is trying to calls you to give up, God at the end of the day will judge it. While the enemy's trying to take you out, if we will push ourselves aside and let God step in, God will have the final say. Are you with me? And so Augie's listening to mom and dad, and he's now not wearing the mask when you watch the movie, but there's still a voice that's still trying to take him out. Here's what I wrote down, and you can just listen to this. For those of us who walked in here with something that we would not want to unmask, I want to let you know that your scars qualify you. The reason why is because God uses imperfect people. So your scar is a qualifier. Don't put a register on it. Well, you know, I did, Paul killed people. There you go. And God met him on a road. He spent a little bit more time with some leaders in the church, and then they said right away, go preach. That's frightening. So don't put yourself on a scale. Just go, I have to listen to the voice of the Father. Let the Father deal with me taking off the helmet. Augie was wearing the helmet, and mom and dad were still dealing with the issues. So we're not going to celebrate the things that God is trying to clean up in our life. We're going to let God clean them up and grow us all at the same time. So let God use your scars. And then thank God for your scars. It's a sign you made it. Your scar is a sign you made it, that you're still ticking. Here's the thing that jumped out when the parents were talking that got me. My criticism of others is void of Christ. The minute I start talking about you, Jesus ain't having that conversation with me. The minute I give you my opinion that's contrary to the voice of God in your life, God ain't hanging out with me. Y'all know how we do. We have an opinion. We can be angry about stuff that we have no say in. And I feel like I need to tell you, you by yourself. Just so you know. Well, Pastor Dan, we need to speak the truth in love. Yeah, we do. You're absolutely right. But make sure that it's going to confirm in the spirit of the other person you're talking to versus them limping out as if you stole their confidence and then they need to go back and retreat and put on the mask. Are you with me? Here's the final thing. The principal said, we can't change somebody's scars, but we can change the way we see them. My prayer is that as a church, when people come through our doors broken and showing their scars, that we don't go, oh, you got a scar on your face. No, there we go. Welcome home. So good to see you. I want you to read a verse in Ezekiel chapter 40 where God says, and I will show you. And I will show you. Let's let God show us who to speak life to. Here's a final note and then one final clip. You ready? Write these down. It's time for my wounds to become scars. It's time for it. I know it wounded you. Maybe it wounded you 10 years ago. Let it become a scar. Because the minute it becomes a scar, I can uncover it. The wounds will still hurt when it's touched. It's time for my wounds to become a scar. It's time for my scars to become stories. This is based on a true story. Augie is a real person who decided to share his story, and now we're sharing his story in our At the Movie series. So your scars have to become your story, and then it's time for your story, watch, to become your victory. Augie has been traveling all across the country, y'all, since when this movie came out. Augie has made a little bit of money from his scars. Someone thought that his scar was important enough for the world to hear. It brings you victory. And then my victory becomes God's glory. I love it how the movie ends where his dad says to him, son, I have your helmet. I kept it because that's a victory for you. And he tells him, he says, all I wanted to do was see your face. My whole purpose was to see your face because I love your face. I don't know if y'all remember, mom had a conversation with him on his bed. It was like, I love you because I know you the most. Dad says it at the end after he has gotten to the place of victory. He says, son, I got the helmet. And just so you know, I show it off to people because I'm like, hey, my son used to wear this, and this is victory for him. Remember, I told you that once we get to the place where we uncover something, it goes for God's glory. And God goes, don't worry, I tucked that away because that's a past victory. You're winning. You're telling your story. And then I loved how he goes, now, do you want it back? And Augie goes, nah, Dad, I'm good. This morning, as we're leaving today, I would love it if we would just leave behind the mask that we walked in here with, hearing the Father's voice that he loves us unconditionally, that he sees us. I'd also love for us to leave here that if God pulled the mask off, that we have a moment with God to where we go, thank you for loving me enough to pushing me from comfort to pursuit. He leans over to his mom and he says, Mom, thank you. I didn't want to go to school. In fact, I was mad at you. I was mad that you dealt with my issue, Mom. But I'm glad that you did, because I'm free. Isn't it amazing how when we uncover our scars in a place that's healthy, it's celebrated? Come on up, Augie. Yay! Why? Because he had the boldness to uncover what had been hidden.
That's all for this week's podcast edition. Join us online at cityplacechurch.com for more resources, upcoming events, or to submit a prayer request. Or if you are in the Central Florida area, join us on Sunday morning for a life-giving service that builds dreams, ignites faith, and establishes leaders for the kingdom of Christ.